Welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Joined this half hour by my very special guest, Jeff Mandel, the general counsel of Law Forward here in Wisconsin. We've been talking about the few hundred lawsuits of various types, both directly from the Trump campaign as well as surrogates happening across the country trying to muck about in our election system. But Jeff's overarching message, which I 100% agree with, is that here in the state of Wisconsin, regardless of the lies being peddled by folks from the GOP, we have an incredibly secure, efficient, accurate, and reliable voting process. It is extremely decentralized. It's our friends and families and neighbors that help with elections. It is regular people that staff polling places with a lot of training. We get it right. The recounts, when they have occurred, both in 2020 and in other years, have proven that. Folks, thanks for your questions. We're getting a lot of good ones on the text lines. I'm trying to respond to those real time. One question that was asked that I did want to share the answer to is, when there are partisan election observers or poll observers in a polling place, they can't like stand right next to you. And I wanted to share with people, no, they cannot. Generally speaking, poll observers, the partisan poll observers, are given a place that they can observe. There's generally about like 5 feet-ish at least of space. They can move around a little bit to, again, they have a right to observe the process, but they cannot invade your space. If a poll observer comes up to you and starts asking you questions, you do not need to interact with them. If someone tries to prevent you from voting or is engaging in bullying behavior, or you're concerned about anything that you see in a polling place, ask to speak to the elections inspector in that polling place. Make your complaint. An elections inspector is the pope of the poll for that particular polling place. They what they say goes. They can call in local police or the local district attorneys. My former office, the Office of Corporation Counsel, works with the DA's office. We got lawyers out at the polls going around. You can get help. Again, go to the pope of the poll, the elections inspector at your poll if you've got concerns. Jeff, but you made an excellent point during the break about all of these, this lying and all of the fear-mongering by the GOP is also hurting Republican voters, too.
It is, you know, and it's really unfortunate because so much of this conspiracy mongering is about undermining faith in elections, which is what happens when you have people who want minority rule. I mean, we've lived through 14 years of gerrymander here in Wisconsin, where we have had a control that is not dictated by the will of the voters. And that's what they tried in 2020. And I think it's what they're trying again here. But many of these conspiracy theories, as they grasp at straws to complain about our processes, they're hurting their own voters. We talked before the break about the town of Thornapple, which is in Rusk County. Rusk County is a deep red part of the state. And so to the extent that they are miscounting votes by not using the best technology to get the most accurate counts, whose votes are being left out? Or think about what's happened across the state with the tremendous skepticism that has been whipped up baselessly about the idea of using drop boxes to return absentee ballots. That's a practice that has been happening in Wisconsin for decades without any concern. And in fact, in 2020, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and then Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald sent a letter to the city of Madison complaining about an event the city of Madison was running and saying, you don't need to do this because drop boxes are safe and secure and expressly authorized by Wisconsin law. That's what they said. And then, of course, as soon as the election results came out and former President Trump didn't like those election results, he started complaining about drop boxes. So now we're in a situation 4 years later where some municipalities in Wisconsin are using drop boxes and some are not. But it's kind of odd because most of the places that are not are places that are smaller, more rural, deeply red, and where those drop boxes are more valuable because the clerk's offices are smaller, have less staff, they're open fewer hours. And so it's more important to have this alternative way to return your ballot if you don't want to put it in the mail. In places like Madison and Milwaukee, places that are bluer, the clerk's offices are larger, they're well staffed. These are big cities. It's much easier to return your ballot to the clerk's office. And there are drop boxes that are safe, secure, many under video surveillance, but they're not even as necessary. So it's kind of perverse.
Yeah, that was Robin Voss and Scott Fitzgerald saying drop boxes are safe and secure and reliable just a few years ago. My, how times have changed. The interesting thing here, Jeff, in my mind, is that all of this mess, these lies, are directed really to achieve a single aim, though by various different arguments and means. And you and I know what that aim is. The aim is to provide the opportunity, based on whatever election mechanics exist in a state jurisdiction, to effectively challenge the certification of election results and open up the door to fake electors, right? And to try to put the deadlines that are enshrined in state law for the processing and the certification of election results that then all rolls up into the Electoral College to basically post-election, after the game has been played, to gum up the mechanics either by delay or putting forward some sort of question. Jeff, if you can just stick around. Oh, actually, we can't do that. We're up on our time. Last words about that, because I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think it's going to work either. The people are on to it. We know across partisan lines, everyone is disgusted by what happened in 2020, and it's not going to happen again.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Jeff Mandel, General Counsel at Law Forward. He'll come back before the election because this stuff matters. Your vote matters. All my Republican friends listening, I mean you too. Your vote matters. Maggie and the Millionaires coming up next with Amy Hanauer, the Executive Director of the Institute on Tax and Economic Policy. We're analyzing what Trump's tax policies will do to the middle class. Hint, hint. A tumbling down, tumbling down.